How many hours of sin must have been in that year? And look at the exchange. 8 hours of withholding oneself from food produces such an incredible reward. So that's the first thing that's advised by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second thing that's advised by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is prayer. The second thing is prayer. In the same hadith, which in the book of Imam Tirmidhi, rahmatullah alayh, the Prophet ﷺ mentions that the one who prays at night, right, at night of the first, the night of the second, the night of the third, the night of the fourth, they receive a reward as if they're praying Laylatul Qadr. So you can see how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and how much His barakat are descending upon the entire universe in those 9 days. So number one, fill our days with fasting. Then number two, fill our nights with prayer. Okay, number three. An individual who is not going for the Hajj, if they are sahibun nisab. Sahibun nisab means the individual who is eligible to pay zakah, upon whom zakah is mandatory. If an individual is sahibun nisab, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us that we must sacrifice an animal, right, in order to, as part of a mandatory act of worship, to mimic what Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam did when he made an attempt to sacrifice his son. So this is mandatory, and it occurs on the 10th, the 11th, or the 12th. You have 3 days to sacrifice. The preferable day is to do it on the 10th, but you can do it anytime on the 10th, 11th, and 12th, and on the 10th, it's after the Eid prayer. So after the Eid prayer, for those people who have enough wealth, they should go and make the sacrifice. Now, what's enough wealth? You can go and look up the current rate of silver, etc. But it's about, let's say, $800, $900, $700. You need to look up the current rate. But if you are someone who pays zakah, then this is mandatory upon you. And there's a couple of things to keep in mind. Number one is that each individual must do this themselves. The wife must do it for herself, the husband must do it for himself, and any adult child. Right now I use the word adult child because people here, we have our own way of defining what are adults and what are children. Any adult, as defined by the Sharia, which is any individual above the age of puberty, male or female, they also must sacrifice if they possess enough wealth that zakah would be mandatory upon them. Now, this is not something that the wife just goes and takes care of and says, oh, I took care of it for the family. Nor is it something that the husband just goes and takes care of and doesn't say anything to the rest of the family and says, I took care of it for the family. This is an individual responsibility. So, for example, if you're going to sacrifice, and your wife also needs to sacrifice, you don't just send in the $80 check and take care of both sacrifices, you talk to your wife about it. Because she has to give you the permission. She has to know that this is something mandatory upon her. And then, it's through her permission that you go ahead and do it. Now, there are many different ways that you can do the sacrifice. The ideal way to do the sacrifice is that you do it with your own hand. So there is a farm available in Wisconsin, and perhaps there are some in Indiana, and there may even be some set up in Illinois. Every year it varies depending on who is trying to set this up. But basically, there are opportunities for you to go and sacrifice the animal with your own hand. And that is the best. That's what's highlighted by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that produces the reward that you're looking for. In fact, it comes in hadith that when you're sacrificing, as the blood gushes out of the animal, your sins gush out of you. Right? In the same way that the blood gushes. Now, anybody who sacrificed, you know that when you sacrifice, that blood goes flying, and it takes a good 2 minutes before the blood keeps coming. Right? So, in the same way. Just as the blood is gushing out of the animal, in the same way at that moment, your sins are gushing out of you in the exact same way. So that's the ideal. That you go, and with your own hand that you do that sacrifice. And there's tremendous benefit in that. If you're able to do that, then the corollary to that is to recognize that the meat that you obtain from the sacrifice, that the sunnah is to take that meat and divide it into thirds. One third for yourself, one third for your friends and family, one third for the poor. Alright, so that's two benefits from sacrificing with your own hand. Number one, you're gonna get the benefit of the blood flowing. Then number two, you're gonna get the benefit of the meat and being able to distribute it in the sunnah way. It usually costs about $100, $120. In this day and age, people spend $100 on many things.